saying nothing about love. How would I describe love? I decided to give you one of the meditations I'm writing in a new book of mine. I'll read it to you slowly. You meditate on it as we go along, because I've put it down in short form here, so I can get it done in 3 or 4 minutes. Otherwise, it would take me half an hour. It's a comment on a gospel sentence. I had been thinking of another reflection from Plato. One cannot make a slave of a free person, for a free person is free even in prison. It's like another gospel sentence. If a person makes you go 1 mile, go 2. You may think you've made a slave out of me by putting a load on my back, but you haven't. If a person is trying to change external reality by being out of prison in order to be free, he is a prisoner indeed. Freedom lies not in external circumstances. Freedom resides in the heart. When you have attained wisdom, who can enslave you? Anyhow, listen to the gospel sentence I had in mind earlier. He sent the people away, and after doing that, he went up to the mountain to pray alone. It grew late, and he was there all by himself. That's what love is all about. Has it ever occurred to you that you can only love when you're alone? What does it mean to love? It means to see a person, a situation, a thing, as it really is, not as you imagine it to be, and to give it the response it deserves. You can hardly be said to love what you do not even see. And what prevents us from seeing? Our conditioning, our concepts, our categories, our prejudices, our projections, the labels that we have drawn from our cultures and our past experiences. Seeing is the most arduous thing that a human can undertake, for it calls for a disciplined, alert mind. But most people would much rather lapse into mental laziness than to take the trouble to see each person, each thing in its present moment of freshness.